thanks for this markup today. We have an enormous amount of business work to get through this morning, so I too will be brief. But I must note that the authorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund expired on Sunday. So it's very important that we take up and report legislation to permanently reauthorize the fund this morning. Since it was enacted 54 years ago, the Land and Water Conservation Fund has helped protect many of the nation's most popular national parks, forests, and public lands. It has provided millions of Americans the opportunity to hunt, fish, hike, and vacation, and to enjoy the beauty and nature of our great American landscape. It has pumped billions of dollars into the outdoor economy and provided for millions of good jobs. So protecting our public lands is good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's good for the health and welfare of our people. Money made available through the Land and Water Conservation Fund is money well spent, so I'm pleased to see that we will finally take action to strengthen and renew this important program this morning. I'm also pleased that we will be taking up legislation by Senator Gardner and myself to provide firefighters with the state-of-the-art technologies to help them in fighting fires. We owe it to the brave men and women who risk their lives to fight wildfires to equip them with the best available technology to help keep them safe and to ensure that their efforts are effective. I also want to note that the agenda includes several Bureau of Reclamation bills that the Chair and I had attempted to have considered as part of the Water Resource Development Act, and although that effort was unsuccessful, I'm glad we're able to consider those pieces of legislation today. In addition, I want to thank the Chair for including a number of priorities from this side of the aisle. In addition to the bills I've mentioned, I want to note particularly Senator Wyden's Oregon Wildlands Bill, Senator Heinrich's Every Kid Outdoors Bill, Senator Feinstein's California Desert Bill, Senator Udall and Heinrich's Oregon Mountains Bill, Senator Tester's Yellow Gateway Bill, and Senator Harris's St. Francis Dam Bill. Lastly, I want to commend the Chair on efforts to try to work out many of these bills and narrow the areas of disagreement. So in large part, we'll be able to report those bills by voice today. There are several bills that I do think need continued work, but we are willing to have them voice voted today as we continue to work through what are very thorny and detailed issues. And so I will be registering after a voice vote no on a few of these. Several significant issues remain, and there will probably be some roll call votes, but I do appreciate the Chair and the staff's effort on the enormous amount of work that's represented here today. I think, if anything else, the committee is demonstrating exactly how important we think public lands are to our economy, how essential it is that the federal government continue to play an open and transparent role as it relates to public lands. It's not always easy when you have to get briefed on laws prior to the Civil War and then the updates to them several times since then to figure out how people have been challenged and injured. It can go back a long way when it comes. In fact, I will note that this committee was originally called the Senate Interior Committee. I think it was the Senate Interior Committee for decades and really only became the Senate Energy and Interior Committee. Is that right, Sam, in the 70s?
It was the Committee on Public Lands for much longer. It was, I think, between 48 and 77. It was Interior and Insular Affairs.
But before that?
Before that, it was Public Lands.
So Sam was probably here.
Most of that time.
Well, he remembers all. He remembers all the legislation. But my point is that the original focus of this committee, in the historic sense of our country, really was about our interior and about public lands. And so I think that us giving the amount of attention and due to those issues is very important, and I hope it continues at the committee level. Thank you, Madam Chair.